I don't sing and I don't dance, but I can make romance. Yeah, nothing I can do, yeah. I can watch innercitygeeks.com all day long, yeah. I want you guys listening right now, tuning in into the danger zone. Right now, I want you to watch and listen to everything from the Inner City Geeks, yeah.
Welcome to what the fuck am I saying? what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Infinity Geeks podcast. It's Steve here, and this is episode 167. And today I have Renee.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
I got Charlie.
Hey, everybody.
And I got Alex.
This is still getting weird. You know, like trying to adjust to this.
Yeah, we're recording with a totally different way that we usually record. So we're trying to see how this works. And if this is actually going to work in for the future. Yeah, and this actually sounds pretty fucking cool. I kind of like this. So what's going on, guys? How you been, man? It's been a week since we last recorded. Charlie, what you been up to, dude?
Actually, you've been okay. On Tuesday, I went to go see Godsmack, which I think I mentioned on the previous episode.
Yes, you did.
And it was a fantastic concert, fantastic time at the Beacon Theater here in New York City.
Fuck yeah.
That was an awesome concert, and it was good to let go and let loose and hear some really good music.
Nice.
Especially live.
Live music is always the best way to go.
Oh no, yeah, it's always great. And this morning I went to go see Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
How was that?
It was actually a really fun movie.
Okay.
It was pretty good.
Okay, good.
You know, there's stories within the story and a movie within the movie and a kind of what if scenario towards the end.
Okay.
And I don't want to spoil too much of it, but it was really fun movie.
That's awesome. I think I might check that out sometime in the near future.
Yeah, you know, yeah, it's fun. But besides that, not much else is going on. Nothing new.
Sweet. Cool. Alex, what you been up to, dude?
Well, I wanted to ask Charlie a question. So when you went to go see Godsmack, right?
Yes.
Did you, like, when they were playing, like, back-to-back songs, did it sound like one long track?
No.
Because for a while, we that's one thing we've always said, is that a lot of the Godsmack songs, no matter what it is, back and forth, it's always pretty much sounding the same throughout the entire thing.
Dude, my friend as a DJ did a mega mix, and it was like 6 Godsmack songs altogether, and technically it sounded like it was just one track.
Yeah, no, this isn't like Mumford and Sons or Nickelback or anything.
Okay.
Alright. But yeah, so what I've been up to, huh? So as you already know, the comic's out, dude.
Yes. The comic is actually out. It's been a while. It's been a while since I actually had it, and it's actually pretty damn good.
Yeah, and it took me to get sick for a day to finish it.
Sometimes it's good to be sick, right?
Yeah. I got caught in, like, on Monday, there was, like, this big fucking, like, you know, random, you know, thunderstorm, whatever the fuck. And I got caught really hard with the rain.
That sucks.
And for whatever reason, people, when you're trying to rush into a bus, for whatever reason, forget how to close an umbrella. So I'm standing outside in fucking pouring rain, waiting to try to get into a fucking bus. But yeah, everybody, more than one person, it seems like in unison, once they get into the bus, they become art-tard and forget how to fucking close an umbrella.
Dude, not for nothing. One, I hate using an umbrella. Two, I hate walking around New York when it rains.
Because I hate using umbrellas.
Yeah, it fucking sucks.
But like I said, dude, it really got me that how is it at that like, you know, at that moment when you're trying to get into a bus, right? Like, it just seems like you just lost brain cells and like, how do you close this again? Just fucking take it inside and close it when you get, you well, know, like when you
it's
walk
not
in.
Even that. People can't. Fuck? People don't know how to walk with a number of like.
Yeah, yeah, that's one thing that I hated about New York whenever I was out there and fucking it was raining and shit.
You fucking wind up in the head.
Yeah, or wind up with like the edges of the fucking umbrella hitting you in the fucking eye and shit. I'm like, God, motherfucker. That's one of the downfalls of being tall, too.
Yeah, it is. No, yeah, I'm not right that now. Tall, but it's ridiculous, man.
You're tall enough to get a fucking fucking poker
in your
head.
Oh, no, yeah, no, you're okay hitting the head.
Battle scars.
Right, exactly. Like, oh, what was that from?
Steve, you can have all these cool battle scars or whatever. Like, yo, Steve, you were fighting? Nah, umbrella dodging.
Basically.
Yeah, I'm not the type of guy that likes getting poked in the face either. Man. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no. No, no, no. Fuck that.
Yeah, so... I have gotten a lot of positive feedback from when I, you know, from the process of when I was putting a lot of stuff up on via Instagram and Twitter and stuff.
Sweet. Hell yeah.
Yeah, so I've got a lot of positive feedback from that. The new character that was introduced is actually based off a coworker from my job. But you already know this, dude.
Yeah.
So, he has been getting a lot of positive feedback from his friends. Like, oh my God, that's pretty cool. You're a cartoon. It was like...
That's awesome.
Good for you. Yeah.
How did he react to
And it? I finally saw a movie, too.
What did you see?
Spider-Man.
Ooh! Guess what? So did we over here. We actually...
Oh,
it's about fucking time you guys saw that movie.
I know. Yeah, we watched it yesterday. And,
Can we talk about it?
Yeah, let's fucking talk about it. Let's all talk about it. Because we've all finally fucking seen the movie. So, yeah, let's do it. What did you think about it?
Okay, so I really liked it. But what I noticed was, and even they said it in, like a lot of people have been saying it online beforehand, this is more a Peter Parker film than it is a Spider-Man film.
Yeah, I could kind of see that. Yeah,
that's not a bad thing, though. It's actually done really well.
No, it wasn't. But then the scene when Mary, when MJ and him, when they finally hook up, I was like, oh my God, dude, this is so fucking Disney right now. It's so cute and sick.
It was a very, like, typical... like romantic comedy moment right there. Yeah.
Oh, come on. And having the psychic had the one girlfriend, that was fun too.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, Ned?
And the psychic. What? I forgot the psychic friend's name.
Ned.
Ned, yeah. Having his girlfriend for a hot minute, that was kind of funny to watch.
That was.
Oh. No, you know what? That was funny. That dude that was trying to get with MJ, that he kept, like, you know, trying to fuck with Peter.
Oh yeah, then there was like a Peter super, like a super, like a shitty person.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I guess we forgot to mention that the slightly spoilery. I guess if you haven't watched it yet.
Well, that's like I'm saying. Like, well, we did kind of mention it. Like, we're gonna talk about it. It's like,
you know, yeah, we did. People, we did. Yeah.
Yeah, but I will say this.
What?
The post, like the first post credit scene or whatever,
that was awesome.
Really fucked with me, but in a positive way. We're just like, now I want to see the next fucking Spider-Man film. See how they played off.
Yeah, pretty fucking much. Like, how are they gonna do it now?
You'd be kind of funny. Like, it played off. Like, you know, like, nah, I can't be Peter, can it?
And they did it, man. One thing that I was really excited about it was the fact that it actually, like, it brought everything back around to, like, okay, yeah, it's just his story. It's like no other fucking Avengers. Like, yeah, of course we had fucking, like, Nick Fury in it, but it was all about fucking Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Like, his own, finally.
No, but it played out well.
Yeah. And exactly, it made sense, and how, like, fucking Nick Fury did whatever the fuck he had to do to fucking get his kid, his person on the side.
Yeah,
that's what I liked about it.
And then the after credits, you know, after the, you know, the that scene, that was cool too.
Yeah, that was a really good scene too.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it a lot.
So, because, you know, now it confirms what Mario mentioned in that old podcast about Endgame.
Mm-hmm.
That what they're going to go next with this.
Yeah. The intergalactic shit and fucking
space,
a lot
bitches.
More Skrull stuff. Yeah.
It was cool.
Oh my god, you said intergalactic. All I can think is like, oh my god, Beastie Boys, dude.
It was a good way of showing Peter's reaction to what happened to him and the whole like post Tony Stark Marvel, you know, MCU. It's good.
It was great. I fucking loved it a lot.
Yeah, one of my favorite scenes in the movie was Peter on the bus using the Stark glasses trying to get the pictures erased from the guy's phone.
Yeah.
He actually sends them missiles accidentally.
That was fucking cool.
That was awesome. There were a lot of fun scenes. There was a lot of good moments in that.
It was really, really fucking cool. What I also really enjoyed was fucking Mysterio. Mysterio is actually really fucking good.
He actually did a good job.
Jake Gyllenhaal did a really fucking good job.
I still think he's alive.
It could be. It could all still be a fucking, like, an illusion and shit.
No, because remember, he wanted to see if it was VR or was it real. He never went to go check, like, the pulse or anything, so.
True. Or could it also be a whole, like, you know, a whole illusion that he's still living in, which I doubt that that's what it is, because that'll just be like too crazy if he's actually still going all over the place and it's all not real, you know.
Oh, that he's trapped in VR.
Yeah,
I doubt that.
Oh, that would be awesome.
It would be awesome, but that's just way too, like,
it just killed the
not
storyline.
Crazy, yeah.
Plus, he asked Edith if it was real or not, so.
Yeah, and exactly, like he said, he did ask everybody, like, yo, are you real, you know? Are you a real person? Are you really fucking this dude and shit? Are you really Jon Favreau? He didn't say that, of course, but.
Oh, my God.
Oh, the relationship with Happy when they were playing, and Aunt May was
AC/DC. Oh, I love Led Zeppelin. I wanted to punch him.
The relationship between Happy and Aunt May was kind of funny too.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that because, you know, she was already kind of like getting kind of happy with fucking with Tony Stark, and then
yeah,
and I was like, oh yeah, let's go fuck around with this driver.
That was fun.
It was really
Peter's
cool.
Peter's reaction to it, especially towards the end.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what are your intentions for my aunt?
He's like, well, I don't fucking her every other day. Why not?
Yeah. Mary Jane was good too. Zendaya was really good as Mary Jane.
Yeah.
Now, is she Mary Jane or is she called something else?
MJ. No, I forgot her name, yeah. But yeah.
No, but it's just MJ. They never said Mary Jane. You just keep saying MJ.
I think they said her name once, but it wasn't Mary Jane or something else.
Yeah, yeah, I messed up. It's MJ, though. But, like, yeah, like, Zendaya's character or whatever you want to call her. She was really good. She's a good, like, girlfriend character for Peter in the MCU. It's cool. I really like the way the kids were in the movie and the way they acted with each other and their whole, like, the way they were, like, kind of reacting to what happened to them. You know, like, what do they call it? The blip?
Yeah.
They didn't call it the snap, they
called it the blip.
Yeah, it was cool, man. Like, it's a good progression of what happened after Endgame. I love the way it ties in. I love that, like, Peter is going to be, like, the next Tony Stark, I guess, in his own way. He's officially, like, in the Stark Foundation stuff, and he's doing all that's going to happen moving forward to Phase 4, which I think is going to be pretty cool. Really looking forward to all the new stuff. I guess we're going to talk about it later, because
we'll talk about it in just a few.
Yeah, no, but it was cool. Like, I was really glad you finally got to see it, and it lived up to the hype. It was really good.
Hell yeah, it really did live up to the hype, and I was like, yay. Very fucking excited.
It was a good follow-up to Endgame.
Hell yeah, it was. Yeah. It's probably...
Oh,
probably,
yeah, also... What? So, Charlie? Michelle... MJ's name is Michelle.
Nightmare. Okay.
Yeah, I should have that up before.
Okay, that's fair. There's nothing wrong with that. Okay. Renee, you got anything else to add?
For Spider-Man?
For this week.
No. Well, we're recording on Friday, so I think the only thing I saw that was like kind of out there is The Boys, which premiered last night, this morning, and yeah, that's good too. They mixed it up. If anyone's read the comic book and you see the show, you'll see what I mean. Like, they changed a lot of stuff from the comic book so that it would fit into a TV show, and would make sense for a TV show. There's a lot of stuff they just can't do, even though they kind of like push the envelope with a lot of the stuff that they show in the TV show. Yeah, The Boys on Amazon Prime is actually really good, worth checking out. I like it a lot more than Preacher, which was the last show that Seth Rogen and the dude that did this are doing. Yeah, but is it Goldberg? It might be, anyway. Yeah, the same people that made Preacher for AMC worked on this for Amazon. And yeah, it's good so far. It's 8 episodes. I'm up to like episode 5 or 6.
Okay.
And yeah, it's a good job.
I forgot that came out already.
Came out today.
Did they release the entire season or is it just episodes?
Yeah, no, everything's out today. Like, I mean, everything we have here in the apartment has like a Fire Stick connected to it, or it's a Fire TV, so yeah. It's kind of like in our faces whenever we turn the TV on. So, but no, yeah, I started watching it last night and finished. Like, I got pretty far today, so it's good.
Yeah, and I kind of enjoyed it for a couple.
Steve, episodes what you been up to, dude?
Not much. Just been fucking thinking about things to do for the website and fucking just listening to music and podcasts and shit. Like, I was excited for today because today, of course, is Friday, and it's the day that a lot of new music comes out. And got to listen to a new album from Die Hard is Murder. And it's fucking great. Oh,
that's
so good.
That's so awesome what you sent me this
morning. It's heavy as shit, and I fucking love it. It's a killer album.
It's good to wake up to when you sent it to me this morning.
Yeah. And then I guess the other day, I just hit in the fucking look for a playlist, and I found a whole playlist of just like it was called the Kick-Ass Metal Playlist, and they basically had all new lead singles or new singles for like every single band that you could think of, and I just hit play and it just kept playing and playing and playing, and yeah, it was really fucking good.
I think Steve spent majority of that day sending me videos.
Yeah, I kept sending them to him because I was like, yo, listen, check this one out, this is really good, check this one out.
Yeah, I'd say about 95% of what Steve sent me was awesome.
Yeah, there was probably like one or two duds in the middle, but
yeah,
still,
which is kind of weird because when you finally sent me the link to the Spotify playlist, the first song that came on was Alter Bridge, I don't consider them to be metal.
Well, they're like right in the cusp.
I think they have more rock, hard rock, but I don't think they're metal.
That's fair. Like I said, they're riding the cusp. Like, they still have some heavy beats, and they still have like the blast beats in the middle.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
So that's what kind of makes it metal, is the blast beats.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
Yeah. But
there's a lot of new music coming out soon. So.
Yeah, there's a lot of new music coming out soon. Also, of course, this week we also, on top of the Industry Geeks comic, we also have a new episode of The Turntables.
Oh shit, that did come out this week.
Yes, that came out this week, so a new episode of Turntables, so go check that out. It's in the same feed, so it'd be the episode before this one that you'll find on there.
Yeah, but we're not ending the show yet, so.
No, we're not ending the show yet. But yeah, go back and check that out. It's a fucking really cool episode where Charlie's talking mostly about a song by a band called
Sponge.
Yes, Sponge.
Yeah, we're called
And the song is called Plowed, right? Yeah.
Yeah, 2 points for Steve.
Yay! 2 points for fucking Steve, yay. I think about shit sometimes. My brain works.
Yes.
At moments.
2 points for Gryffindor.
Gryffindor with F. Yes.
Yeah. So you know what's funny? Like, I didn't know what the fuck that song was until I heard the track at the end.
Which song?
And I was like, the song that you guys were Charlie was geeking out about.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, yeah, like when I heard it, I was like, I've heard this in like '90s movies.
Exactly, it's a big 90s song.
Yeah, see, I don't remember that song at all.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm just saying, when I heard it, I was like, this sounds familiar. Like, but it's one of those things where it's just like, I think I heard it like in a movie or two, I just don't remember which.
Right.
I'm sure it's been in a couple of movies that could part of it.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure something with like Sarah Michelle Gellar or something.
Mm-hmm.
Could be.
I wouldn't be surprised. Like Not Another Teen Movie or some type of shit like
that. Yeah, something like Scream or whatever.
I know what you did last summer. That's what it is. My bad.
Yeah, see, Not Another Teen Movie had a good soundtrack, but they were mostly 80s cover songs.
Well, yeah.
But it's one of my favorite soundtracks ever, of all time. Of course.
Yeah, so I guess that basically brings us to what's been going on this week. Of course, before we get into the Comic Cons and all the new shit, I guess I wanted to pay some respects to somebody that's passed away that had a lot of shit to do in fucking with geek shit. And that's Rutger Hauer. He passed away this week, and it's very fucking sad. He was in Blade Runner. He was in fucking Hobo with a Shotgun. He was in so many fucking movies. And
he was in Dark Knight.
He was in a bunch of fucking shit. It's crazy the amount of shit that he's been in. And, you know, it's only right to just pay some respects to the dude. You know, give him a little moment. Like, yo, you were awesome. Yeah, he was in Blade Runner. He was in the latest Blade Runner, which is Blade Runner, what was it, like 2049?
He was in Blind, at the end of it, yes.
Yeah, Blind Fury. He was in fucking Blood Batman of Heroes. Begins. He was in Batman Begins.
I think he was in Sin City. I'm not sure.
He was
in his work.
He was in Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Nostradamus.
Crossworlds. And a bunch of other fucking movies. And it's sad to see him go because, like, he was one of those, like, those good fucking dudes. He had a lot of good shit and he had a fucking lot of memorable lines, and it was just sad to see him go. He's. Yeah.
And he died 75?
Yep, 75. He had a lot of shit out. And it's. Yeah, it's crazy, man. Yeah, so. Rest in peace, Rutger Hauer. Yay.
Yeah.
Yay.
Oh, jeez. I know what C means. Yay for the stuff you gave us. Boo that you're dead.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, I know, but just sounded weird. Moment of silence.
Yeah,
yay! Yeah, right now, whatever.
Yeah. Yay, Steve's a cynic. Yay, death.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, so I guess onto some other shit. We, of course, like I mentioned earlier, we had San Diego Comic-Con was this week. Well, this past week. We spoke a little bit about San Diego Comic-Con last week in the episode because we were at the very beginning of it. And then, of course, tons of more shit came out the next day after we recorded. And I figured a lot of this episode is going to be focusing on whatever the fuck came in after that. So, I'm going to talk about a couple things that wasn't, like, huge. It was huge, but it wasn't huge. The first thing that I'm going to say is, we've been talking about what's going to happen with the DC Universe. The DC Universe as far as, like, the television series and shit. Television stuff. And, they were saying, like, oh, yeah, this is not going to happen. This is going to happen. It's going to change. It's going to go somewhere else. It's going to do something else. And they finally were like, okay, yeah, listen, it's going to be there. And a lot of the shows that are on the DC universe are also going to be playing both on both that one and on the HBO Max stuff. So you're going to get everything on both of them. So if you want to watch one, you could watch it there. If you don't want this one, you can catch it on the other one. So you can do all that. So what we're getting this season, we're going to get a second season of Titans, which is actually really interesting, really cool. We're also going to get a second season of Doom Patrol, which is going to be fucking awesome. I'm like halfway through Doom Patrol right now. we're gonna get the fourth season of Young Justice, which is actually pretty fucking exciting. And we're gonna get Stargirl on there as well. As well as a couple other things. But yeah, those are the main four shows that are gonna be on the DC Universe app. Which is kinda cool. And also the Harley Quinn animated series. Which is actually something that's really fucking cool. Like, I fucking enjoyed the fuck out of that trailer for the first season.
That trailer was so much fun.
Yeah, and it kind of reminds me of like animated Deadpool. Right?
Did you see all the voice actors that they introduced at the end?
Yes. They introduced so many fucking people in there. I was like, ooh, this is going to be fun. This is going to be interesting. Like, I wonder how long it's going to, like, how many episodes it's going to be. I don't remember seeing if they said, like, how many episodes it was going to be. But it is fucking pretty fucking cool, because it's a lot of cool people in it. Yeah. So, Harley Quinn and all those other shows that we just spoke about are going to be on there. It's going to fucking be awesome. Can't wait.
I'm trying to find out if they say how many episodes.
I'm sorry, I accidentally
didn't tell you.
Yeah, no.
They've ordered 26 episodes so far.
26 episodes. I'm pretty sure they're like all half an hour episodes. So
yeah, half hour. I was about to just say that. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's kind of like the same run of like, you know, like a 13 episode run of like a regular show. Yeah, I can dig it.
It'd be kind of funny if it's like a 12 minute cartoon like Aqua Teen or something like that.
What? That would suck. That would really.
Well, remember for.
That would really kind of.
I mean, it's a new cartoon, so just in case they try to get it out there to see, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, but with a character like that and the fact that everybody fucking loves Harley Quinn, they're like, yeah, let's just put her out as a whole fucking half-hour episode. If that's what they're gonna go with, if they go with like a whole fucking hour episode, that'd be fucking insane too.
Yeah, I think because of all the star power so far they have on it, it's going to be, you know, a long season.
Right. And also because, like, a lot of their animated shows, regardless, they're all half an hour episodes, so they're like, fuck it, we're not going to do just a 15-minute show. Let's just put it all out as fucking half-hour episodes. If they like it, they like it, and then we'll make more. If they don't like it, then fuck them. Let them deal with it.
Yay, marketing.
Yeah, and it premieres in October, by the way.
Yes, and it does premiere in October, along with like all the other shows.
More likely, they'll have something for New York Comic Con.
Probably, yeah. They might actually show the first episode there. You know how they usually do. They usually like fucking wind up showing first episodes of a bunch of shit because it's right before a fucking new episode start.
Oh man, I remember before when it came to Walking Dead, when they used to have it on.
They usually have before it like the night before the fucking show started.
Yeah, they always had that panel. But then, what was it? They would show like the first 10 minutes of it. And then when it went to MSG, it got bigger. That's when they showed the whole first episode. But of course, no cameras.
Of course. Why would you record it if you're going to watch the next day anyway?
Because they don't want people being like, you know, like, hey, don't fucking spoil the shit out of it, right?
Yeah, I know. So yeah, that was pretty much it for the DC shit. It was kind of sad, but that kind of led to, well, before the DC shit happened, we had a whole bunch of other amazing shit that came from fucking Marvel. Marvel was like, "Fuck you, bitches! We're just gonna like take over and do everything," and that they did. Yeah, that's exactly what they do. They do that shit all the fucking time. And, yeah, Marvel fucking just, like, went absolutely crazy. And I loved every single second of it.
Dude, I love how Karen Smith always compares it. Like, you know, that when it comes to San Diego, Marvel always flips out the thick dick. Like, here, check it out.
Yeah, basically.
There are two questions regarding the Marvel reveal.
Okay.
But I want to ask you guys your opinions on. Well, one is just, what the hell is it? Because I'm not.
Okay, well, that's something that we're going to be going over, so, like.
Exactly so.
Yeah. So it's gonna be cool. Your questions may be answered before you even ask them.
I hope so.
So Marvel pretty much announced like 11 different things that's gonna be happening from now until like 2022 or something like that. Which is fucking insane, because being that they're only saying it's like, oh yeah, it's only like 2 years from now or 3 years from now, it's like 7 different movies, 2 different TV shows, and like just bananas bonkersness. Yes. And it's gonna be fucking insane. So I guess the first thing that they pretty much mentioned was that they are actually doing a Black Widow film. Yep. Starring Scarlett Johansson with David Harbour from Stranger Things. Rachel Weisz.
Hellboy.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Hellboy's gonna be in it. Rachel Weisz. And the girl from Midsommar, Florence Pug, whatever her name is. I don't know how to pronounce her name. they're gonna be in that. David Harbour's actually playing what the fuck was it? He was Red something, like a British dude or some shit, or like a German, kind of like Captain America, but fucking like from Germany or some shit.
Okay,
he's gonna be playing that. Yeah, and it's gonna be fucking cool.
Red Guardian.
Yeah, it's Red Guardian. There you go. Yeah. See, I was kind of right.
Red something. Same thing.
Yeah, exactly. Then they also announced that there's gonna be Falcon and Winter Soldier. We kind of knew about that one happening. But that one's going to be coming. It's going to be a series, and that's going directly to Disney Plus. Another show that's going to Disney Plus is going to be Loki, and that actually comes in directly after Endgame, because remember in Endgame that Loki wound up getting the Loki Pokestick again.
Yeah, there was a little bit more that kind of came out after the panel. This is Loki as a bad guy. He's not the anti-hero that ends up, you know, kind of helping them at the end of, you know, that helps them during, what, Ragnarok?
Yeah.
This is asshole Loki, full evil Loki. So it should be interesting to see what they do with him. So.
Yeah, because the timeline kind of switches now, mm-hmm. because he, of course, you know, has the stick again.
Yeah, it's the Loki from Avengers 1.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
So it's going to be kind of like a time jump again.
Mm-hmm.
Which is going to be interesting. It's going to be really cool. Then, of course, we got those shows and stuff. Then we also got Eternals, which is going to be very interesting, because that's something that really hasn't been touched on very much in the Marvel Universe, and that's going to be starring a bunch of people.
Yeah, the cast is pretty crazy. Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, Angelina Jolie, Salma Hayek, Kumail Nanjiani, fucking Richard Madden, and bunch of others, and that's gonna be really fucking interesting. That's gonna be coming out in 2020, November of 2020, and yeah, that's gonna be fucking dope. Then they announced, of course, there are gonna be multiple sequels, which is gonna be Captain Marvel 2, Black Panther 2, and Guardians of the Galaxy 3. Unfortunately, isn't gonna be part of. I guess Phase 4 is gonna be way deeper into like probably Phase 5.
Oh, I saw something interesting about that today, actually, to kind of tie into that.
Okay.
James Gunn is gonna do Guardians of the Galaxy 3. He's doing that definitely after the Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
A bunch of news came out about the Suicide Squad movie, and apparently Gunn signed up for something with Warner, so he's gonna like do Guardians of the Galaxy, but that's it. And he has to keep doing a couple movies for Warner Bros. So,
yeah, because I think he might actually wind up doing the whole fucking Justice League shit again.
Yeah, yeah. So it should be kind of interesting to see what happens with him.
Yeah.
I mean, Disney kind of fucked him over, so.
Yeah.
Good for him.
So we're gonna get more Black Panther, more fucking Captain Marvel, which is kind of cool, which is kind of exciting because I want to see that. But then we also got something that was kind of like, holy shit, they're actually gonna do this, which is like the whole What If universe.
Okay, that was my question. What is this?
The What If universe? Yeah, the What If universe. Of course, this is gonna be animated, and it's basically like literally asking the question. What if this happens, or what if this other thing happens? And
well, it's from a comic book series that Marvel's done since the '70s, and they've kind of like redone it every couple of years, every couple of decades, or every couple of like major story arcs that they do, or you know, major stories mm-hmm. that they do in the Marvel universe. Like, what if Captain America had done something differently, and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
Some of the crazy issues, some of the really good issues, were what if The Fantastic Four, there's a story with the Fantastic Four where they end up being bad guys instead of good guys, or what if Spider-Man had joined the Fantastic Four, or what if Uncle Ben hadn't been shot and stuff like that, or what if, you know, what if somebody else lifted up that Thor's, you know, hammer, Mjolnir, or whatever. They're a way of exploring different stories in the Marvel Universe and keeping them in the Marvel Universe because they're official stories. But yeah, the comic book, if you can track it down, you never read it, they're actually pretty good.
Yeah, they're actually really fun, fun reads. Because it's basically like, it's basically like a look into like what would happen if, you know, such and such would happen. And it's also gonna be led by Jeffrey Wright as the Watcher, which is gonna be fucking cool. I fucking love Jeffrey Wright. Mm-hmm. He's fucking awesome in pretty much everything. I started loving him since since Shaft. I haven't watched Westworld much, so I can't really say I like him in that. But yeah, this is gonna be fucking awesome. Another thing that we got was a slightly closer look at Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings, which is basically the first Asian American lead.
Yeah, I think this is gonna be big for Marvel.
Yeah, this is gonna be a huge.
Yeah, I'm psyched for this.
I'm pretty psyched for it.
It's basically like, you know, Marvel Bruce Lee. So
yeah. What? It's basically gonna be like what Iron Fist should have been.
Yeah. Hopefully, yeah. Hopefully.
Yeah. And it's gonna be pretty awesome, man. They got a pretty decent lineup for it. I don't remember exactly the name of the dude, but he was in a bunch of shit before, and he's Canadian, so like everybody's like, oh my god, the Canadian dude's actually gonna be in a Marvel thing.
One of the guy who's gonna play Mandarin is Tony Leung, and he's in a bunch of kung fu movies that we've seen, so he's actually a really good actor too, so that should be good.
Yeah, and I read some things online that actually the Ten Rings were actually in Iron Man, but they never did anything with it.
Okay.
Because they were just like, what the fuck are we gonna do? That's just like a rumor that I heard online somewhere. And but yeah, this is gonna be really interesting. But what I kinda heard online was that was that people were kind of upset that they're having like a Chinese dude. Which is, I don't know, because people are fucking weird on the internet. Yeah, people don't know how to fucking act. They're like, yo, just fucking chill.
Yeah, he's on Kim's Convenience. The guy who's on play Shang-Chi is on Kim's Convenience, which is on Netflix. It's a Canadian show. He was in Nikita and something else. Nikita at Warehouse 13. He was in a couple of episodes of Heroes Reborn.
It's gonna be interesting. I'm kind of excited for this a lot. I really want to see this.
Awkwafina's in it too, so.
Oh yeah, Awkwafina, that's right. I forgot she's in it too. And this doesn't come out till 2021, so that's a long ways away. But yeah, I'm excited for it. Then another thing that we got was actually a huge sequel to Doctor Strange, and it's going to be titled Doctor Strange in the Universe, in the Multiverse of Madness, which is going to be kind of like the first, according to what they said, was the first scary Marvel movie.
Yeah, it's supposed to be like the first Marvel horror movie, right?
Yeah, yeah. And it's gonna be fucking cool, cause like, of course, I fucking love fucking Doctor Strange, and being that he's, you know, dealing with magic and everything, it's only right for him to actually fucking wind up going into like the dark realms, into the horror shit, which is like interesting fuck to me. Like, I'm excited for that shit. Like, I want to see where it goes and how far they could take it. Another thing that showed up was the whole fucking WandaVision, which I'm not too, you know, privy to the WandaVision stuff, but it's WandaVision, my bad. WandaVision. And that has to do with fucking Wanda and Vision. Wanda, Scarlet Witch, and Vision.
Yeah, it's basically everything we said in that. When I was talking about the leak on that one episode we did,
yeah,
basically everything backs up.
Yeah. So that'll be kind of interesting to see. Which is another TV show. And Doctor Strange Into the Multiverse Madness is not going to be out until 2021 also. Yay. 2021 is going to be a big fucking year.
You forgot to mention Thor.
They didn't really mention Thor. Oh, yeah, I did. Fire, yeah, but I'm not done. I'm not up to that yet.
Oh, okay.
I was assuming he was
going to
say that for last.
Yeah, I am saving that for last.
Okay.
Literally, it is the last one they announced.
No, that wasn't the last one they announced.
Last one they announced was
the last one on the timeline. Sorry, last one on the timeline.
Basically the last one that they announced was actually something that everybody's been thinking about and wondering, like, yo, are they going to actually bring this into the Marvel Cinematic Universe? And that was Blade. Blade is going to be fucking awesome because they got in Mahershala Ali. That's how you pronounce his name, right? Yeah. Mahershala Ali.
What you said, yeah.
Yeah. And he's an Oscar-winning actor, and he's fucking, like, he's pretty fucking good.
Yeah, he's a very talented actor.
He's a really good fucking actor. And he's gonna be fucking playing Blade. And that's fucking exciting. Because I was listening to an interview before, a couple of days ago, and Kevin Feige was pretty much like, yo, he came to me, he was like, yo, I kind of want to talk. And he was like, what about? He was like, yo, I want to do Blade. Like, he was the one that came to them, like, yeah, I want to do Blade. And they were like, alright, cool, let's do it.
They're like, I'm Blade, son.
I'm Blade, bitches, let's do it. And I was like, okay, cool.
And then Wesley Snipes came out of nowhere, like, oh no, you didn't.
Like, oh no, pay your taxes, bitch. Yeah. And then I guess the last thing that they announced, which is kind of like the big thing, was that there's going to be another Thor movie. Of course, we knew that already. But it's going to be Thor, Love and Thunder. And in this one, we're supposed to be getting the first female Thor that we haven't had in the Marvel Cinematics yet. But according to them, they're saying that they're going to do Natalie Portman as Thor.
Yeah, Jane Foster's going to be Thor.
Yeah, Jane Foster's going to, like, in the comic, she's going to wind up becoming the female Thor. Which is going to be pretty fucking awesome. Because I kind of do enjoy that storyline by Jason Aaron, so, like...
Yeah, it's a good
I'm good kind story. Of excited to see what's going to happen with that. And then not only that, but we also, at the end of fucking Endgame, we were like, yo, what's going to happen with, you know, Asgard and shit? And basically we see that... Valkyrie is the queen of Asgard, and from what she was saying during the panel, she was like, yo, we have a queen, but the queen needs, you know, a counterpart. And she's like, yeah, I think she's gonna be looking for another queen. What? So yeah, it kind of shows that Valkyrie goes both ways, because she was kind of fucking around with Thor before, and then now she's like, yeah, I kind of want another chick. So it's going to be fucking dope. It's going to be awesome. And that doesn't come out till fucking like the end of 2021. November 2021. And this is going to be fucking cool. I'm excited for this. Out of like most of everything that they said. But yeah, that's pretty much Marvel in a nutshell. And they fucking came out and fucking like kicked everybody in the ass. I was like, okay. I can dig it.
Yeah, they won San Diego Comic Con this year.
Like they usually do. Like even when DC had the fucking like all the fucking Justice League shit, they still didn't fucking win it.
Yeah.
Hey Steve, did you mention Hawkeye?
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, I forgot about Hawkeye.
Black Widow.
Well, we spoke about Hawkeye.
Black Widow. Yeah, Hawkeye. Yeah.
Black Widow. I mean, Hawkeye's gonna be a TV show.
Okay. And Jeremy Renner's TV show. Finally, he gets his due.
Yeah, finally he gets an actual series. And he's going to be training the girl. What's her name again? Katie...
I forgot.
Kate Bishop.
Bishop?
Yeah. Kate Hudson. No, not Kate Hudson. he's going to be basically training Kate Bishop to take over the Hawkeye role. Because he's like, yeah, I'm done with this shit. I saw my kids disappear. I saw my wife disappear. I don't want to disappear either. So just fucking, I'm gonna show you how to fucking shoot arrows, bitch. You do it. And yeah, it's gonna be fucking cool. I'm excited for that shit. And yeah, so Marvel kicked ass, like always. And yeah, that was pretty much it for fucking San Diego Comic Con. And then something else came out this week that was actually pretty exciting to me, because I was like, ooh. One of my favorite zombie movies is finally coming out with a sequel. And I'm talking about Zombieland. Zombieland 2 is coming out, and it looks fucking cool. Of course, it's basically the whole cast is coming back. We have Jesse Eisenberg, Emma Stone, fucking the small chick from Little Miss Sunshine as a little grown-up child, fucking Woody Harrelson, and it's gonna be fucking great. So, of course, it takes place some years in the future, because it kind of like looks like it's going in real time. So it's been like 10 years since the fucking first one. And, yeah, they're basically kicking ass, because they had time to fucking get better at everything. And, yeah, absolute craziness ensues. And then from what it looks like, they kind of run into their doppelgangers.
The alternate universe twins.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw the trailer earlier. It looks cool. Looks good.
It looks really fucking good. Then they have fucking the dude from Silicon Valley is gonna be in it. Fucking the other Wilson brother, not Owen.
Luke
Wilson, yeah. A fucking a ditzy version of fucking Emma Stone's character. Yeah.
Yeah, it looks good.
It looks really fucking cool. I'm kind of excited for it. I wanna see that. I wanna see that now. And is there anything else you guys noticed this week that you guys want to talk about?
Oh, I saw Batman Hush. That was pretty good.
Oh, yes, because that came out this week.
Mm-hmm. Definitely worth checking out. Really good version of the story. I actually liked it more than the comic book. I think the comic book was an excuse for Jim Lee to draw every character in the DC universe. And the story in the cartoon kind of works better, so.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, actually, another thing that came out this week was basically saying that Batwoman, which is the show that's going to be on the CW and the Arrowverse, is going to be taking over the origins of Hush.
Okay, yeah, I think I saw something that they said they're going to do Hush.
So cool. That's going to be interesting. Charlie, Alex, anything?
What about that thing that you sent, the trailer for, what is it, The Fanatic?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. That was fucking interesting as fuck to me. It's a new movie with John Travolta, starring Devin Sawa from fucking Final Fantasy. Not Final Fantasy, Final Destination. Why did I say Final Fantasy? I don't know. Okay. But it's a horror movie, and it's all directed, written, and well, partially written and directed by Fred Durst from Limp Bizkit. And it's actually a really interesting fucking trailer. This trailer, it reminds me of, like, The Fan plus Misery.
Okay.
So you have John Travolta as a fan, as, like, a super fan, and he's basically trying to get Devin Sawa's character to, like, do some orgasm shit, and he winds up stalking him and going to his house and shit and trying to kill him. It looks fucking cool.
Alright.
Really fucking interesting.
It looks like a take on Misery.
Yeah. So I'm kind of excited to see what this is going to be about, if it's actually going to be semi-decent. And especially, like, coming from Fred Durst, which is, like, Mr. Limp Bizkit dude. Like, I guess he's trying to get some more nookie, right? It only makes sense. But yeah, I guess that pretty much wraps it up for this week. So make sure you go to innercitygeeks.com. We have a whole bunch of shit sometimes. Of course, we have the Inner City Geeks podcast, which is this show that you're listening to. We also have the Inner City Geeks turntable that shows up every 2 weeks. We also have Yay Toys, Comics of Order, Manga Times, Anime World, Good Games, the Inner City Geeks webcomic. Just a whole new episode, or a whole new issue came up today, so go check that out. What else? Make sure you go on your indiecitygeeks.com. Make sure you go to the bottom and check out the sponsors that we have there. So we have a link to Amazon, so you can go buy some shit on Amazon. Click that link and buy whatever you want. You get a month free of Amazon Prime, which will give you a perfect. It would be a perfect opportunity to go check out The Boys, that's on Amazon Prime, because it's fucking dope. I only seen one episode so far. Renee's seen a lot more of it, and he said it's pretty cool. So go check that shit out. But make sure you click that link on the Amazon on the innercitygeeks.com, and it'll take you there. Another thing that's on the site is a site is a link to So Sick Clothing Company, which is a clothing company that's basically for us, for dudes like us, you know, people like us, not just dudes. I guess you know. The he's and the she's, the them's, the they's, the zim's, the zers, you know, for everybody, you know, all them cisgender peoples and everybody, you know.
Yeah. I'm a male.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, so it's close for everybody. So they got t-shirts and hoodies and sweaters and fucking hats and pretty much anything that geeks like us would want to wear. It's pretty fucking cool. So go check out So Sick Clothing Company or sosickclothing.co. And at checkout, type in ICG10. Oh no, Inner City Geeks, and you'll get 15% off. Inner City Geeks, and you get 15% off of everything in the store. So go check that shit out. And our socials. Oh no, before our socials, go to Inner City Geeks. So listen to the show. Fucking shit. Fuck is my problem.
Are you high?
My brain is like fucking all over the place. I think what I need to do, I think I need to get like a fucking script so I can just go by the fucking script. Not just going by my head. What you can do is you can listen to the show. Listen to the show on fucking SoundCloud, Stitcher Radio, Google Play Music, and on Spotify. Make sure you check them out on all those places and share it. And whenever you're sharing it, let everybody know that you can find us on the Facey Space, facespace.com/innercitygeeks, on Twitter at innercitygeeks, on Instagram at innercitygeeks. And where can we find you guys, Alex?
You can find me on Twitter at @dinyed. And on Instagram, DIN.Y.ED.
Awesome. Charlie?
You can find me on Twitter at RUPERTO2106.
Renee?
You can find me at DarthBX, DARTHBX.
Yes, and you can find me on the Instagrams and the Twitters at Mr. Jackal, MISTERJACKAL. And that pretty much wraps it up for this week. And before we go, I like to play some music. So this week I decided to go with a song from the band that I listened to today. And that's Thy Art Is Murder. Yes, so they have, like I said, a whole new album out. And it's fucking great. And I figured, why not share it with you guys? And the song that I'm going to play is a song called New God, which has a really dope video that is actually, it's all recorded on like a smartphone, because it's all about, you know, smartphones being the new god, which is fucking cool, and it's a very interesting thing. So make sure you listen to that song, check that shit out, and you guys say your goodbyes.
Later, guys.
Bye, everybody.
Until next time, folks.
Yes. And always remember, don't be a dick, but the geeks shall inherit the earth.